About it. What is this? It's Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Welcome to episode 3332.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And it's Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcast Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Mike Matthews here. And then I'd like to sing about the things going on in the world, like I guess people watching soccer games and people they go get excited at bars and things like that. The same
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Boy, the bars and restaurants sure won with this whole World Cup thing, didn't they? And guess who made
Mike's
$250 million during hydration
podcast
breaks?
Yeah!
Fox made from hydration break ads during the World Cup about $250 million. They're recouping more than half of the $485 million they paid FIFA for the U.S. English language TV rights. Woo! $485 million. Did you know that Americans say they're not taking a summer vacation this year? Well, a little less than half, 45%. Dreams of sitting on a beach somewhere with a drink in hand. For almost half of America, that fantasy is not going to see the light of day. Some 45% of Americans say they don't plan to take a summer vacation. 49% of Americans highlighted money as a key factor. This year, the U.S.-Iran war has forced the travel industry to pass on soaring expenses to consumers. Gasoline prices up 41% from a year ago, making road trips significantly more expensive. And the average U.S. airfares have spiked to about 27%. Spiked 27% over a year ago. Year ago is 27% more. Because of the jet fuel.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Jet fuel costs. Popular destinations on the cheaper side include people going to Chicago. Although, isn't it pretty hot there? The beaches of Florida. But isn't it pretty hot there? And Las Vegas? Isn't it pretty hot there? Podcast picture is not of any of those places. But somewhere, it's an interesting picture. You might look at it and go, what is going on here? But it is the 680 overpass when you walk underneath it through this tunnel in Dublin, California. There are murals on either side. There are two bridges in the, I guess you would, is that downtown Dublin? In that general area where Dublin meets 580. And they've painted these crazy murals on either side. And surprisingly, I think those murals have not been touched in over 10 years, because I know I took the late, great Basil the Boxer, who we just heard from, through those tunnels during the St. Patrick's Day parade that they have in Dublin, California, because of the name Dublin, you know, and Irish and all that stuff. And it looks like Ireland a little bit in the wintertime when we get a lot of rain and the hills aren't brown like they are now. We're in summer now, so the hills are all brown, golden brown. Golden brown. But during the winter time, it gets all green. So it feels a little bit like that. But see that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com and all
I
the past.
I can't hear you. Press the button, you donut.
How dare you? I, of all the fine breakfast pastries, I am nowhere near like a donut. I'm more like a delicious, tasty biscotti. But hey, thank you. See that at mikesdailypodcast.com and all the past podcast pictures. There's pictures of the late, great Basil the Boxer and this cool picture of me. Oh, in front of the mural there, they have a picture for some reason of a crane eating a fish. I don't know, maybe in some culture that stands for something like prosperity. But there's a picture of that. I'm standing next to it. It's an odd picture. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Edin, this.
Oh, look who walked in just now.
I'll be darned.
What?
I bet a lot of people come up here.
Hey!
And it's still stand and be here forever.
That's right, Cafe Anyway.
Created.
Be here forever. Huh.
Cool.
That was RV or TV guy, Russ. He's now doing his big, long... I don't get any money for promoting him or talking about him. Just, it's odd that I find it's odd. He just turned 70 and he drives not in an RV, but in a one of those vans, those modern day vans that are really skinny and tall. I think it's a Mercedes one. And he drives, he lives in the desert in Arizona, quartzite. And he drives from there, goes, now he's going all the way up into Canada. And he's driving through he's in California now. But he hit all these weird western towns in the desert. But he's back. Look, he's saying hi again. Hey, Russ. Thanks for coming into Cafe Anyway.
1930. This was originally built. Fine dining right here. Huge paintings. Walk around all you want. Enjoy it. But
yeah.
The architecture in here, just gorgeous, isn't it?
I'm glad
all
you like it.
Furniture, chandeliers, open beams in the ceiling.
I think
feels
those look
cozy,
nice.
Doesn't it? All kinds of famous people just everywhere you look.
Everywhere
all
you look, famous
furniture.
People.
Wow. Like their parlor, their game room, there's game tables.
We have a parlor
chests,
and a game
big
room.
Big open areas, fireplace.
Fireplace too,
oh,
here
yeah,
at Cafe Anyway.
Painting. That is huge, isn't it?
You like big the painting?
Ship. But that ceiling, that had to cost just a fortune.
The
isn't
ceiling cost a fortune and the painting.
Courtyard outside with flowers.
Huh. Yeah, we're going to go out there in just a minute outside. The painting is of RV or TV guy. Because we all want to look at Russ. All day at Cafe Anyway. You know, maybe you could buy an interesting painting on Amazon. They're doing their prime. Well, by the time you hear this, they're done. They did a 4-day event recently of the Amazon Prime Day week. Competitors, including Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and other retailers, they're all launching competing sales events, but Amazon Prime did it. A $26 billion economic event, and that is about how much consumers will spend during this Prime week, up roughly from 9% a year ago. As we go outside a Cafe Anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica, all this beautiful, beautiful patio out here with all the flowers. So $26.3 billion, that is more than many countries generate in annual retail sales, more than many countries generate. The biggest discounts were in apparel, where people could get 23% discounts. Actually, that was also the same number.
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway for electronics and toys. Toys were slightly less. They could get like a 19% discount. 19. Whose average age was 19? Destruction. Destruction. Was that Paul Hardcastle that did that song? It was this weird song called 19. It was about the Vietnam War. It was a dance song in the 80s, and they used to play it all the time on the radio. And the teenagers would listen to it and go, oh, is that what my parents went through? Wow. And we would go, what is that? Hey, I can dance to it, but it's teaching me something. This is weird. It was pulled from a documentary about the Vietnam War.
It didn't go quite as planned. Watch here.
And how badly the Vietnam vets were treated. But let's see. Oh, you can watch here, by the way. You can watch this podcast and me trying to get through it. I have actually video of this podcast that will be deleted in about a day. So by the time you hear this, you better watch this right away, because it'll be deleted within like a day. But there is a link to it at mikesdailypodcast.com. So there, it says here, U.S. consumers will spend approximately $302 billion online during this quarter in which we are in. What? Wait. Are we?
It's a trap.
Is it a trap to spend money online if you don't get a refund? I have bought things on Amazon and I cannot get a refund no matter what I do. And I'm thinking, I guess I'm stuck with this. because you try and go through Amazon and they say you got to talk to the person you bought it from. And then you try and talk to the they don't get back to you, some of them. Some of them, they go, oh, you know what? We're going to refund you and you can keep whatever it is you bought. It's just a hit and miss. It'd be better if it was more consistent. So let's see. We are in the through the first 3 months. Let's see. April through... Yeah. Oh, wow. We're coming up on the end of the second quarter. Unless you are listening to this in July, then you're in the beginning of the third quarter. Good for you. That's good. So 180 million plus members in the United States alone are Prime members. 180 million. Amazon Prime membership, it gets globally, has 220 million members. So 30 billion per year in Prime subscription
revenue.
Hey,
good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, you don't have to pick me up later, but thank you. I haven't been called good looking lately. Thank you. Have I told you lately you're good looking? So I'm hearing that a Prime membership is $139 a year. Of course, you get your stuff delivered quicker. Quicker is a word. Quicker. Quicker. Oh, quicker at the draw, I think, is a song by Nathan McEwen, who was on the show a couple months back. He has just told me that his new CD is out, Nathan McEwen. And his wife was going through some medical issues. He had to raise money on Patreon, and I guess things went successfully in surgeries and such. So that's good news. Nathan McEwen, who is the son of John McEwen, of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the guitarist, mandolin player, banjo player, multi-instrumentalist.
Do you people really think you can get healthy by eating protein Doritos?
I don't think he eats protein Doritos, but John McEwen, Nathan's dad of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, recently fell down a flight of stairs while leaving an airplane that had landed, I think it was in Iceland. He was on the tarmac. The plane had just landed. He got out of the plane and promptly fell down the stairs to the bottom. Messed up his face. And he's not young. He's young in spirit, but age-wise, he's up there. So he's doing okay from what I heard. I read his Facebook page. And he said, yeah, I was walking down the stairs and the last several steps were air steps. He was in the air and landed on the tarmac. Ugh. So, but he's doing better, thankfully. He's healing up. So, apparently, the estimated value of an Amazon Prime membership is 10 times the actual $139 annual cost. Huh? Oh, the estimated value. But let's get to a couple more things. One has to do with how you can't afford to fall in love. Where have all the good catches gone? Maybe they are broke.
Mike is awesome.
Oh, thank you. That is Rob Black, and I got this story from Rob. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 p.m. hour, and he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. You can see him on TV. But he says here, maybe the good catches are broke. Over half of Americans, 51%, aged 18 to 29, spend $0 a month on dates. That is this year they have found this number, suggesting that Gen Z might be pulling back on winning. Let's take a letter away and call it whining. Whining and dining. They're pulling back on dating and whining and dining to save money. The average cost of a date, which includes gas, food, grooming, because those Gen Zers still have their hair, unlike us Gen Xers. Apparently, the average cost of a date has hit $189 for a date. And finally, a spectacle indeed. Snap unveils Specs. S-P-E-C-S, Specs. Like spectacles. It's a long awaited glass that is in the... Oh, and this is not a story that is being told by NPR, where they have many young people working for them.
NPR, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't want to overstate it, they were by and large very friendly. They wanted to talk about there was a lot of praise.
How old is she? 12? I'm just trying to guess by the voice.
That is Adam Curry, used to be on MTV when I was a kid, and John C. Dvorak, and they like to goof on news report journalists, especially from NPR, because they're so dang young. All of them, they're young. They're the Gen Zers that don't go out on dates. But okay, yeah. So that artificial glass. Wait, no. AR is something. Augmented reality. There we go. It or artificial reality. The glasses that you can go and watch virtual stuff. They will cost 2.2K and aren't exactly subtle. Meta announced over $2,000. Meta announced a new set of smart glasses that are about $300 and at least $80 less than the price tag for the company's entry level second generation.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Meta, you know, as you know, that's a Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Their second generation Meta Ray-Ban glasses. So these are about $80 less. And Rob suggests maybe waiting until Apple sets the standard next year. Apple's going to have their own AR glasses.
Oh, behave.
yeah. Yeah, baby.
In AR, I'm typing something. I'm not going to say it as I'm augmented reality. I was right. Okay. I hate when they're doing a podcast and they're asking a question as they're typing and they say what they're saying as they're typing. But I just did it anyway. Cafe. Anyway, the thing is,
oh snap!
Snap's having their own bits of bad press and bad news. According to the LA Times, they got sued by parents of a girl who was raped by a man that she met on Snapchat. Lawsuit was filed in Missouri Circuit Court. Snap is based in Santa Monica. They enabled, quote, in this lawsuit, enabled and facilitated the grooming, exploitation, and sexual abuse of the minor, who is referred to as JF. So they're going to need some help, Snap. And they probably, all these social media accounts need to be watched. And Roblox, they're bad. They're notorious for things like this. So you know who needs to revamp all this? Someone from he's a hero. And we all love him. Chewbacca. Chewbacca, just help us all out. And maybe this person here. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing?
It's a disgruntled field player. Tell you what.
What?
I don't know what a snap is. I don't know what Instagram or Meta is or any of this hoo-ha whatever stuff you're talking about. Tell you what.
What?
It's all very confusing.
It is confusing. I know. But I'm just telling you stuff that's happened in the world today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then.
All right. Very good. Look who else is here.
Oh, my God, make delicious root beer. Have some right now. Boy, I'm the brewmaster. Drink it right now, I'll cut you.
All right, I'll drink some right now. Let's see how it is.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Yeah, the brewmaster's root beer makes me bald. Okay.
Yeah, I make the root beer. Oh, boy.
Watching any of the soccer games?
Yeah, okay, it sounds like a lot of fun. I work in the basement, and I make the root beer all day, so I don't have time
to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Were you going to say the root beer?
I was going to say I don't have time to watch soccer games. Over!
It is soccer. I did not realize that the term soccer comes from, in England, it's football. Football is considered rugby, but this type of soccer football is association football, which they took the SOC in the word association and took soccer from it. So thank you, England, for that. Even though they all make fun of us and say, you're saying the name wrong. It's called football. And then they anger us because we're trying to eat snacks.
Why do they always interrupt our snacking? You're a demon.
I'm just very... I didn't know. I did not know there were so many fans of soccer in the Bay Area. I was walking home from BART last week, and yesterday's podcast picture featured along my trek along trying to get home from Fremont to Podcastro Valley, and I have to take... The BART, you have to switch trains at the Bayfair station where there can be some strange folk at the Bayfair station. And I was, I caught the BART home is what I'm trying to say. As I'm walking, I have to walk the rest home. As I'm walking, and I'm walking on the sidewalk, which you're supposed to only walk on the sidewalk, not ride on a two-wheeled vehicle powered by all the fascinating electrons that are zooming around and pushing the wheels in some sort of way, this motor that just propels these young kids that are riding these, especially during the summertime, at 80 miles an hour on the sidewalk. That's not what the sidewalk is for. In fact, if you are an actual driver, someone with a driver's license, unlike these kids, and you're driving a vehicle that is very large and can also hurt people, as we all know. But as you're driving along in the Bay Area, many of the roads, they have chopped off a huge portion of the surface area of the road, and they give it to the bicyclists. So those bicyclists that are going 80 miles an hour and not using their own legs to propel themselves with the power of their heart and their lungs and their muscles, they're using electricity, something Edison, Tesla, whoever you want to say, created, and they're using that instead. And the cars, I've already said, oh, you're going to have all this room on the road to drive. Instead, they're on the sidewalk knocking over old people, maybe even me. We're going, whoa, where did that kid come from? Yikes. It almost makes me want to write a song about it.
Mike makes music.
Hey, young person, driving along on your motorized bicycle, even though you don't use the pedals to bicycle at all, the little bitty battery is pushing you along. The little bitty battery is pushing you along. Lithium battery pushing you along. And you're gonna be falling off your bike when a car hits you. Watch out! Look, we're getting a call right now.
This is Judge Clinton Cup in San Francisco.
Hey, Judge.
I'm trying to get the telephone number. Get me the number into the studio.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be on the radio.
You're on right now.
Be of good cheer.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that number in just a moment. Oh, they hung up. The thing is that as I was walking on the sidewalk and I'm looking at the cars on the road, going the opposite direction, you know how when you're doing that you can see into the actual cab. I saw about five or six cars, random cars, and the people were wearing the soccer jerseys. The jerseys, you know, with the cool colors of the different countries. They were going to watch soccer games. Oh, it was exciting. I didn't realize it was this big. I've been to a couple of Quake games. This was back over 10 years ago, maybe 12 or so. And there were, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know there was an offsides in soccer that it involves because certain members of the team are further down the field than they should be. It's not that they've gone over with the ball off the offside. Oh, wait, that's, yeah. I don't know. It's all too confusing for me. But hope you're enjoying the soccer games if you're watching them or if you watched them. And thank you for coming to Cafe anyway. We have a lot here, so
and
thank
they
you.
They have 150 to 200 gas pumps.
We have okay. that too.
What?
Massive. It's like a Walmart-sized convenience store.
Oh. I'll say.
And inside is anything you can imagine food-wise.
All here at Cafe
burgers,
anyway.
From burgers to barbecue to
yeah.
chicken. To,
so it's like a truck stop on steroids.
We haven't. Oh, everything here.
Okay. Maybe a quadruple dose of steroids.
I'm surprised.
No steroids. But if you would like to call, here is the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
The number to get you into the station and all that. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast.
Oh, wait a minute. A special ghost from the past is stopping by to say hello.
Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
This is Casey Kasem. You're listening to Mike's Daily Podcast, broadcasting live from Cafe Anyway in the heart of Podcastro Valley, starring your host, Mike Matthews. You know, Mike got his start in radio waking up at the butt crack of dawn on Sunday mornings, playing back my show at a little radio station in Santa Barbara. Here's a long-distance dedication to you, Mike. All the way from the grave to you, Mike. From me, Casey Kasem.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!